This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakra begins an exciting series he's titled, Rising on the Wings of Leadership. Let's join in.
Today, I'll be sharing on a new series that I've titled, Rising on the Wings of Leadership. Somebody say, Rising on the Wings of Leadership. Rising on the Wings of Leadership. What does it mean? All it means is that leadership is one of the things that will make you rise in life. 2 Peter 1:5, Peter said, Wherefore, giving all diligence, add to your faith. So he said that it's not enough just to believe God. He says you have to add to your faith. Peter said, just being born again is not enough, or believing God is not enough. He says you must always add to your faith what you believe. So he said, add to your faith virtue. Virtue, knowledge. Knowledge, temperance. Temperance, patience. Patience, godliness. Godliness, brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness, charity. Then he said, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then he said that it's very possible for you to be a born-again Christian and be barren and unfruitful. Which means that you are born again, all right, but in your life you don't produce anything, but you know God. The fact that you are born again means that everything is going to go right. It's a dangerous assumption. Because apart from being born again, he said you must add to your faith. And he said that the inability to add to your faith or what you believe or being born again is that it will make you barren or unfruitful. I believe that one of the things that we need most here in Africa is we need the grace of leadership. Now, when I say leadership, you may be tempted to think that it's not a spiritual subject, but it is a spiritual subject. Because one of the spiritual gifts that we have in the Bible is the gift of government, which is the gift of leadership. So it is important that as Christians that we recognize this fact. Otherwise, we may miss certain things. Going to church is good, reading your Bible is good, prayer is good, fasting is good, worship is good, everything is good, but life needs other things. You have to add other things to your life to be who God wants you to be. Amen. It doesn't matter how spiritual you are. I've come to the realization that if we fail to lead ourselves properly, you will still live below your potential, although you are very spiritual. Why? Because a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. And every time we talk about leadership, we think about political leadership. But I'm not talking about political leadership, basically. I'm just talking about even individual leadership and leadership as a whole, from politics to religion to whatever to whatever. I believe that it is key for progress. And I believe that as an individual, you can lead yourself to a good place. You don't have to wait for a change in government before your life improves. You can change and improve your own life by deciding to lead yourself well. In Bishop's book, The Art of Leadership, if you read the first point, it says, decide to be one of the few good leaders in the world. We have prayed enough. We have fasted enough. It's good. But we will need more than prayer and fasting. We will also need the key of leadership. I believe that Africa, we are deficient in leadership. We don't need more loans for Africa to develop. We need good leaders. That's all that we need. I believe there is enough money to develop. What has to change is the material that has to change. If you are going to build a building and you have all the nice plans, you are going to build a story building with a lift, with this, air conditioning, everything, you have everything in place. But the material that you have is clay. Upon all the nice plans, you still cannot build anything because you still need good material to be able to build the nice plans. So I believe that our problem is with the material. And this problem with the material, it starts right from the home. And if I make an analysis, I realize that, for example, the very structure of our families has an effect on us. The basic family structure is a man, a woman, and the children. That's the basic family structure. Even in the Bible, husband and wife and children. But basically, we have a distorted family structure. From, I don't know whether it's from history, I don't know where it's from, but it's distorted. When I say distorted, what I mean is that anytime you have a family, you realize that within the family, there's a half-brother somewhere, half-sister somewhere, a cousin somewhere, a distant relative somewhere. So you realize that the face of the family itself is not clear. So many homes don't function as the ideal structure of a home. It's good. You could have other forms, but the abnormal should not become normal, and the normal should not become abnormal. It should be the other way around. Now, what has brought this kind of problem is leadership. Leadership from where? From the home. The basic leader in the home is the husband. So what it means is that for this family structure to correct itself, men must be able to keep to one wife. It also means that everybody will have to be responsible. The extended family system is good, but it has its weaknesses. One of the weaknesses of the extended family system is that it encourages laziness. Where people who don't work say, encourages laziness. Does not encourage industry and hard work. So the family setup is like that. You will think that it's not important, but it's important. Why? Because this same setup then goes on to affect industry and business. For example, in the developed world, most businesses have existed for many years. Some have been there 50 years, 100 years, 150 years, 200 years. But one thing you will discover is that these businesses, they have been able to stay for a very long time because basically they have been owned by one family and by a nuclear family. Now, if you have a situation where a man has half-brothers, half-sisters, a cousin, whatever, inheritance goes to nieces, goes to nephews, it creates confusion. If your father has a business, what happens is that you cannot decide, I'm going to follow my father. He's going to hand over the business to me. No, that thing is not clear. He may even give it to his wife or something. It may, I mean, or a half-brother or whatever. So what happens is that all the thing, it creates insecurity. And so because of it, this insecurity, people are not ready to commit to either a business or to whatever. Why? Because the wife also feels insecure, the children feels insecure, everybody feels insecure. So you realize that most businesses, they start with the one who started it and they die with the one who also died with it. When they die, it dies. When they live, it lives. What is the sum effect of this? The sum effect of this is that businesses cannot grow big. Because for a business to grow big, sometimes it takes about 100 years, 150 years, 200 years. Prayer is good. Fasting is good. If development were just by prayer and fasting, Africa would be the most developed nation in the world. It will be. But we must come to realize that we will need more than that. We will also need the skills of leadership. And I reckon that the most important thing to do is for you to decide that you will be a good leader of yourself. When I was a student, I decided to lead myself to green pastures. And I remember one day I was reading a scripture, and that scripture hit me powerfully. Proverbs 6:6, which says, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. So I started asking myself a question. I said, what is it about an ant that God wants us to know? I started thinking about it. So there were some ants in my room. I decided to observe them. Now there was this war gecko or something that had died, and I was wondering how the ant would demolish that huge animal compared to their size. Then I realized that they started carrying the dead in little bits, but they formed a long line, and they did it consistently day and night till I realized that the whole thing had vanished. Then I also started thinking about the ant, and I realized that they build huge ant hills. Some of the ant hills a human being can enter. But if you look at the buildings that they build in proportion to their size and their height, then it means that ants build the tallest skyscrapers in the world. Because if you look at the height of a human being and the buildings that we build, in proportion to the height of the buildings, then ants are very industrious and they are wise. So then I realized that ants build houses and they build them tall and they're able to do it. So as I sat there, then I meditated on the ant. Then I decided that, look, I have to lead myself to a good place. So that day, I decided I was going to build a house. I was a student. 2 years after I finished school, I was still in my 20s. I was living in my own house. 2 years. Then I realized that one thing that we need here is we need leadership. Isaiah chapter 3, reading from verse 1. For behold, the Lord of hosts does take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff. Then he goes on to describe what the stay is. The whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. Now listen to me. Here the Bible says that God was angry with Israel. And God said he was going to punish them. And God said that as a punishment, he was going to remove two things. The stay. The word stay means support. And then he goes on to describe what kind of support. It was economic and financial support. He said bread will be taken away and water will be taken away. Which means that economically, Jerusalem and Judah were going to suffer. There are many people here, there is no water in your house. Or water comes once a week. There are many people whose stomach is always on half tank. It's not on full tank. Which means you have eaten, but you are not full. Somebody says it's called low battery. The batteries are low. So God said financially, things were going to be difficult. He will take away water. And water is basic. He will take away bread. Food is also basic. Many people go to sleep hungry. I'm telling you, there are Christians who go to sleep hungry. What was going to create these conditions? God said he was going to take away one thing. That's only one thing. Do you know that one thing was? He said the staff. Somebody say the staff.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
Coming into my heart.
Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
I'm pleased to testify that my life has been positively affected by the Air Power Conference that you organized at Gosu. I was somebody who used to masturbate a lot. I have done this since time immemorial, but ever since you touched me at that meeting, I am a changed man. I haven't engaged in this act again, and I thank God for this liberation. May God bless you abundantly, and I give him glory.
More you serve, the greater you become.
God doesn't have a problem with your desire to be great, but is concerned about the path you choose to become great.
The blessing of the Lord makes a man great. You can have degree and still not be great. You can even have money and still not be great. It takes the blessing of the Lord.
Grab a copy of this message series by Kakwa Baden titled Greatness, as he gives biblical references of people who became great by virtue of the blessing of God. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakwabaden.org or place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.